Hello and welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine with Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools, and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. Thank you for being here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. It is the first episode of the month. So what does that mean? We have got another rapid fire question episode with another guest. So please welcome back to the podcast, Carly, my soulmate, my American soulmate.
Hello, everyone. Excited to be here.
Carly is coming on today and she is going to be giving me all the questions today. I'm excited. We've actually been on this call for nearly like 2 hours, like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Been great.
So we'll see what comes up. Again, I have no idea what she's going to ask me. This is just a fun episode for you guys to get to know me on a deeper level and to have fun to start a new month with excitement in the Shine podcast. So who is ready? Can I get a
I love this. So much fun. I'm already loving it.
But for anyone who has not yet met Carly, Carly and I have worked together on different levels, different ways. She's been a guest expert on my 6-week embodiment program, Full Body Frequency. We have not long finished our Aura Elevation 2-week challenge together that we co-created, co-hosted with our business and soul friend Maggie Pugh as well. And we have also, she has also been on this podcast before, so you will recognize her voice if you have listened to the podcast before. If not, you're going to love Carly's energy. You really, really are. I'll give Carly an opportunity at the end to share her ways that you can connect with her as well. Because I'm sure that if you haven't already, you'll want to. But yeah, just have fun with this. Like, maybe listen to this while you're doing your dishes, while you're having your lunch, while you're on your morning or afternoon walk, and just let yourself melt into this episode. Have a bit of laughter. Hopefully we make you laugh. Hopefully you can get to know me on a deeper level, connect with me on a deeper level, resonate, and we'll see what comes through.
Yay! Okay, yeah. I'm super excited. So we're gonna start off with like more casual, like basic questions, and then I'll let some of the deeper ones flow on through. But I'm gonna do this more like intuitively. Just allow whatever kind of pops through to be the questions I ask. So I'm very excited to hear your answers because I feel like I'm gonna get to know you better through this too. So,
oh my god, I'll probably get to know myself better as well.
I know, it's gonna be so great. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna ask is, are you more of like a morning or a night person?
Morning, definitely. Morning. However, I have actually been discovering lately that I love morning time. Like, I love the fresh new energy. It's getting into spring now, so like I love the light mornings and really taking advantage of that, getting up, doing things, doing my morning routine, like being productive. Like, that's what I love. But I have been noticing that I do really like the evening as well. Like, I just don't like the afternoon. Like, I just want to rest in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I want to be productive in the morning and just chill in the afternoon, like relax, do whatever. And then I've been getting a bit of spark of inspiration, like come at nighttime as well, where I like doing a bit of recording or going on calls or like journaling and having a really nice nighttime routine as well, going a nice late walk. So I have actually been having this good balance within the relationship I have with like nighttime and daytime, especially now that it's getting lighter in the morning and nighttime. I don't really like the afternoon. I'm really sorry, afternoon.
No, I feel the same. Also, I feel like for me, because both the morning and the night, they carry two different energies. Like the morning's more of that masculine, like let's begin and do things kind of energy. And then the night is like that more feminine, like energy where I always feel like I can sit down and just like write and journal so much. And I'll just be like nighttime journaling and like a whole program will flow through me.
Right. So that's what
Just
I like
write it
about
out.
nighttime as well, that you can have. I love putting my candles on, putting some nice music on, going for a bath or a shower, really cleansing my energy, and then sitting and just journaling or reading or doing a nice meditation. And then I don't know, like some ideas come through to me and I start just like creating while I'm in bed. And I'm like, I love that. I love that I can like also have work that I get to do that. But like, I also love the space that I've attracted and I've created. Like when I was living in my parents' home a few years ago, like I didn't necessarily feel safe. I did make somewhat of a sanctuary for myself, but I've now been able to give myself like a home that feels safe, that I can have candles, that just feels like, oh my God, I just
There's
love.
space.
3 years later, I'm just looking around like, oh my God, I love this.
I can romanticize this finally. I
Literally.
love that.
So I guess the answer is
Yeah, what is the answer?
I don't know, like I feel like I'm definitely probably more of a morning person. Like I love getting up early. Like even though I am really building a loving relationship, I guess, with nighttime, I do like to be in bed, like and sleeping pretty early. Because my flatmate, she's a night owl. She can lay in bed till 3 p.m. but like she's up till all hours. That's not me. Like I'm like 10 o'clock. I'm like night. I'm going for my meditation. Going to
Same,
bed. Bye.
same. I feel like we kind of carry that like old soul, I don't even know what that means, kind of energy where we're just
Right.
like, yeah, let's have a good, nice night's sleep so we can be like energized and rejuvenated in the morning.
Right.
But I definitely see you as like a morning, like sunshine. You're just sunshine, so like it's fitting.
Yes.
Okay, second one kind of goes along with this, but like sunrises or sunsets, and what's your favorite memory with either a sunrise or a sunset?
Oh my God,
I knew I was like, they're gonna come through.
question. So I prefer sunrise. Oh, it's so hard, isn't it? No, I do prefer a sunrise. I do love sunrises. I love meditating while the sun is coming up and it's like beaming on your face. Like, and then I do love a sunset. Like probably I've had a lot of good sunsets because obviously I've traveled. Like Spain have amazing sunsets. I've been to Ibiza a good few times, and actually last year I went to Ibiza, and we went on a boat for sunset. So like that was a really, really good sunset. Like one that's popping out right now. Sunrise, I'm like, oh, where is a good sunrise? I genuinely like what's coming through for me right now is literally just sitting in the corner of like when I do my morning routine and I have like a kind of bigger window and the sun comes up, and when it's summertime, the sun comes up and it literally beams onto my face, like in my little corner of my living room where I do my morning routine, and I just get to do my meditation there. And I love doing that when like the sun is just like rising and like it's the fresh sun just beaming down onto you. So those are the two memories that are coming up for sunrise and sunset.
I love that. I feel like they both same as like morning and night, like they carry two different
Yeah.
energies. Like the sunrise is like I love being up early in the morning and feeling like the world is still sleeping. And it's just like such a meditative, like just such an amazing feeling to be up when the sun's getting up. Or like I always correlate sunrises with like travel because I feel like I'm always like traveling when the sun's rising, and then sunsets are a little bit more like sensual, romantic kind of
Yeah,
vibes.
definitely. That's what I'm
So
like.
I
I
love that.
even when I went to Spain this time last year to Malaga, and I would get up like so early to go down to the beach and watch the sunrise, and it was so fucking stunning
So
and
special.
so worth it. But yeah, I do like recently I've been setting my alarm like well early, because I'm getting into this bad habit of snoozing, but I like snoozing. I don't like getting
Same.
up as soon as I wake up. So I've been setting my alarm like really early so that
I love that.
allow myself to snooze.
You love this. Like, I've never really heard anyone say that I love to snooze. It's just something you crave. You're like, I better set this early so I can snooze it as many times as I can.
But I think it's because I'm like, I know I'm not going to get up as soon,
Yeah.
like as soon as my alarm gets off. Ah, oh,
Oh.
oh. As soon as my
Oh.
alarm goes off, I'm not going to be like, let's go. I'm going to
I
be like,
get that.
let's take it a bit slow, snooze for 10, 20, 1 hour. I'm
I
gonna.
feel that. I feel that for sure. Okay, next question. I feel like we can talk on these questions for so long and they're like the simplest ones. But okay, if we're gonna go out to like a fun night out, what friend would you be? Like, would you be like the hype up girl? You're the dancer, you're the like what's your energy like if we're going out? Like, what friend are you?
Okay, I want everyone listening to this episode right now to DM me what you think the kind of girl I am, the kind of friend I am. Carly, what kind of friend do you think I am on the night out?
I feel like you're like the high vibes. Let's dance. Let's get on the floor. Like, hype up, just like all for it. I just feel like you would have the craziest dance moves, but like it would be such a fun vibe. Like, I cannot wait for the day that I get to go out with
Oh
you.
my goodness, you hit the nail. That's exactly what I am. Like, I am definitely like the dancer. Like, come on, let's go, let's dance. Like, I'm not even drunk yet, but let's go. Let's
Sophie's
go.
dancing all day long, sober or no matter what. Like, your energy is
Want
dance
to
vibes.
know a funny story, guys? My mum is the exact same. So I have videos on my phone that I would love to put on my Instagram. I don't think my mum would be very happy because she, when she goes out, she loves to dance as well. And I just like, I'm at the stage of witnessing it that I'm kind of like, you know what? This is where she feels most free. This is what she loves. Like, just let her go out, have fun. I went out with my cousins from Canada. Were over a couple of last month, and we just went out for dinner and drinks, and we went to this little pub, and it was empty. Like, it had like about three old men in it, right? But there was this jukebox, and my mom was like, "Get the songs on, get the songs on." So they're all getting the songs on. My mom is up on the chairs, up on the bar, like you're going
Oh
for
my
it.
gosh.
And I've got all these videos, and I'm laughing because I'm like, I have a cheek to laugh at this. I do this sober.
Yeah, same.
I do that sober. So, I mean, I put up a video. I don't know if you've seen it on Instagram. Obviously, when we're recording this, it was literally last week, but when you're listening to it, it was a couple of months ago. I put up a video of like me, da loads of different snippets of me dancing and being like, dancing is my medicine in my personal coaching, like practice. And apparently, my mum's cousin showed my mum it because my mum doesn't have Instagram. My mum's cousin showed my mum this video and was like mother, like daughter.
I love that. That you have to get it from someone. I definitely got it from my mom. I got my dancing bug from my mom. She's always dancing. Like, she comes home from work, puts in her AirPods, and just like dances in the kitchen. And I'm like, okay, I love this.
That's it. I get it from my mum as well. Like my mum, she actually has a maid, quote unquote, Mary dance. Like her name's called Mary,
Oh,
and
that's
like
cute.
she's got this dance that everyone's like, let's do the Mary dance.
Woo! I want to see it
Oh,
now.
I know. Oh, you don't really. It's a bit scary, but
Perfect. I want to see it more.
scary Mary dance.
I love it. I love it. Okay, beautiful. Moving on. Next question. This is like, I wish I had levels. Oh, that would have been so fun. Okay, this is like a level one question still. So, level one question. This one's pretty basic, but what's your go-to drink order? Either a coffee shop or night out, whatever you want.
So, coffee shop, I am like, I love my coffee, but I'm so plain with it. Like, I literally just have a latte, an extra hot latte, please. Extra hot latte.
Extra.
And
Extra
I just
hot.
like every. I was telling Maggie, so Maggie. Our friend came and visited me in Scotland last on January. Last month, but when you're listening to it, this is not January. She came and visited, and everyone knows that I love coffee, right? And Maggie actually said to me, she was like, "Sophie, I knew you loved coffee, but I did not think it was this bad. Like, I need my coffee." And it was actually really, really bad because I was like, "Do you know what it feels like?" And I swear, I do have an addiction, but at least I don't drink alcohol or take drugs or smoke, right? But
There are worse things
no,
that Sophie can be doing. But she is drinking 20 coffees a day.
I only had one actually, but I literally said to Maggie, I was like, I swear, like when I take the sip of coffee, it feels like it's melting into my cells and lifting me up and making me brighter.
I love that so much. I also love that, like, I've never understood people that like things extra hot. I'm like,
You know why I like it extra hot? Because I'm a
tell
very slow
me.
drinker. I like to just sip at it and it gets really cold really easy. So I'm like, let's get it extra hot so it lasts longer. That's the only reason I get it extra hot. Yes,
Okay, I was literally sitting there like, do people just like to like burn their tongues? Is that like
no,
a weird thing?
I do it so I can have it last longer because I always turn so cold. And then if I'm going out for a drink, like an alcoholic drink, I now drink gin, but it's like a flavored gin, like orange gin and lemonade, or like passion fruit gin and lemonade. Like those are my two
Oh,
go-tos.
wow,
When I
that
go
sounds
out.
so good. That sounds delicious. You know what I've been loving recently? Moscow mules, like ginger beer. Have you ever had one?
No.
They're so good. Oh my gosh. Do you like ginger? Like gingery
Oh,
flavored
I don't
things?
know.
Okay, you probably wouldn't like it then, but Moscow mules are my. Like I recently found them and I would just straight up drink them without the alcohol because they're just so delicious. I think I just love ginger beer. But I didn't know they made like flavored gins. That's
What?
cool. Like or maybe I did and I don't know. I'm not a fancy
Let me
drink
ask
girl.
you. That is like been the hype for years.
Wow. Okay, well this is good
No
to know. I'm ex
child. This
yeah, I'm a
is
baby, guys.
the
I'm
little
It's a new world to me.
baby. And I
Okay.
forget, like you can't drink until you're 21 legally, right?
Literally, it's so
Oh, that's so
stupid.
annoying.
I did grow up though, like in a Mexican household,
Oh.
so wine, drinking wine and stuff was very normal. But American drinking habits are very unhealthy. Like, let's just put that out there that the vibe is binge drinking all the time for not like that's, I'm like I don't think I can live that lifestyle, but
No, definitely.
all the power to those if it works for you. But I mean I do like to go out and have fun. And I
Right.
feel like that's
Well,
something that also a lot of people are like, oh, if you're spiritual, you can't
you
have
have
fun and drink. I'm like, do whatever you want. Do what feels good for you. Like,
true.
there's no rules here. There's no rule book.
True. I feel
Okay.
like that's a spiritual practice, going out and having fun.
Right. Just having
I
fun.
swear,
Like,
I wasn't going out and having fun, like drinking and things like that for a while. And I did it one Saturday with my cousin and her friends. And that Monday, I signed a new client. I
because you're getting into that feel good energy and you're
was like,
letting your energy just flow. And I feel like when you go out, like some like I could go out and just dance and not drink. Like I can do that
yeah.
too. Like, but just going out in the act of like dancing and being around other people that are like high vibe and fun, it does something. It raises your vibration and then it's like, all right, let's bring on in those clients.
No.
Okay, I have two more. Well, I guess this is my last like level one
Okay.
question, but it's what's your favorite color? Why and what does it make you feel?
Oh, love this. I feel like
Yeah,
they're
like when you
level one,
see
but
it.
also like, okay, they're level one, but actually quite hard to like articulate.
Yeah.
So my. I'm so plain because people think like, oh my God, she's so like bright and out there and fun and energetic. And then I'm like, I like lattes and I like the color beige.
Extra hot lattes. Wait,
Like
you like beige?
the
Oh, okay.
I like extra lattes and the color beige. Beige, beige is my favorite color.
Honestly, though, that makes sense because coffees and beige kind of go together.
So all like neutral colors, like from browns to like beiges to nudes, like that is like all my full entire room is just like browns. Like I feel like a lot of my wardrobe is like beige and browns. It's, I
Why are
don't
you
know.
drawn? Yeah, why are you dr what draws you to it?
I don't actually, I feel like that's something I need to ask myself. Like creams, I just feels, I don't know, it just feels really like
It's like a ground, like grounding,
feel
grounding, because I feel like your energy is like so high vibe
like
that grounding like feels good and just safe and like, ooh, yes,
it
I need
does.
that.
Like even I'm wearing a pink jumper right now, which I'm really enjoying.
Cute, I love it.
It's not actually mine, it's my flatmate's.
Well, that's still
But
cute.
yeah, I feel like the beige and the browns and the neutral tones that I feel so drawn to, even like within my brand and within like my like clothes, within the interior of my like home, like it just makes me feel like safe. It feels makes me feel relaxed and like yeah, this is an
What I've kind of noticed is like people resonate with colors for a couple of reasons. The first one is it either makes them feel like protected, safe, grounded, or it makes them feel more alive. Like more like and then I just feel like some colors just resonate with you. Like for me, my favorite color, I mean, I think we know, but it's like a lilac purple.
Yeah.
Everything in my like that I can see right now is lilac purple. Like my phone, my cup,
Oh
all
my
of these things.
God.
But for me, it's like I'm drawn to it because it makes me feel like calm and peaceful. Like when people talk about my color that like they see my aura, they see it as like a bright yellow kind of color, which like I could see for you too. But then that's kind of why you're attracted to a color that's the opposite of you, because then it like it's that grounding, like peaceful energy. So yeah, that
It
I mean
makes
it makes
sense. I
sense.
feel like I also like the color pink. Like I feel like pink looks good on me.
And with your hair too. What
Yeah.
eye color do you have?
Blue.
Blue. Oh, I was like blue, green. I can't
Yeah.
quite
You're
tell. I
like
probably have seen
really,
it.
really blue. You can't really
Oh
see.
my God. I can see it. I can see it and it's bad
Obviously,
lighting.
with my glasses, like it's a lot harder, but like, see in real life, if you see ever see my eyes, like a lot of people are like, you have really blue eyes. I'm like, oh yeah, I know, right?
Like,
Oh,
wait, this is kind of another question that's coming through, but how tall are you?
I don't actually know.
Are you okay? Wait, I guess I was
This
gonna
is
say it in
something that
feet and
Maggie asked.
inches.
If you want to ask Maggie Pugh, she'll be able to tell you.
Are you like, sh are you shorter or
Want
taller?
a friend? I want a friend.
Yeah, hi. Can I use my one token to phone a friend? No, we don't have those in this call. They're all
That
internal answers. Are you like taller though, or shorter,
I feel
would
like
you
I'm
say?
average height.
Okay, I
I
don't
feel
know
like
what
I'm
that
average.
means.
I don't
Because
know.
in every country, the average height is different. Like the average height in the US, I think, is okay. Once again, this is like feet and inches, but like 5'6" for a woman, which is kind of tall, I think.
So I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know what that means, but
I forget that we have like different measurement units.
you really want to know how tall I am, I'm speaking to Carly and I'm speaking to all you guys, you can just come see me in person. You gotta
You can
come to one
just
of my
sneak right into her
in-person
flat.
self-love circles. You gotta come travel with
Oh
me.
yeah, in person. Yeah, everyone that's listening, let's all go on a retreat together so we can figure out Sophie's height. That's how you're gonna get your answer. Okay. Well, moving on. Okay, so Sophie loves beige. She's a latte, hot latte kind of girl and likes orange gin with lemonade. I'm learning so much. Oh, it's so hard for me to remember these things. I'm gonna have to re-listen to these podcasts before I meet you in person. I'm such a gift giver. Okay, wait, this is a level two question now. What is your love language?
Yeah, I feel like love language is
Giving
definitely
and receiving.
giving and receiving 100%. Like giving, I love giving gifts, I love giving like experiences, and connection and just love. And then I love, like, obviously receiving that as well.
If you were, okay, so I'm gonna list out the love languages that I know, and you tell me what your top one is, even though you may have a lot of top ones. Okay, is it words of affirmation, acts of service, gift giving, or quality time?
Oh, there's all of them.
This is the one that you give to others, though. So it's like,
Oh.
if I was gonna show someone my love, is it I'm going to show it through giving them a gift. I'm going to show it through picking up their mail. I don't know. Am I going to do it through planning out a date for us to have quality time? Or is it that I'm going to send them a long paragraph or write them a letter about how much I love them?
I think it's gifts of service.
You
No.
just combined two. Gift giving or acts of service.
Was my intuition.
Gifts of service.
No.
Honestly, though, it's a mixture. I feel like acts of service and gift giving are like they go hand in hand. You just I was so
So
confused
silly.
when
It's
she said
just
that. She was
so
like, "It's gifts of service." Oh God!
because I'm pure,
You're
like,
gonna
just
start
like
crying.
I am, like, gazing into the thin air, like, yeah, gifts of service.
Gifts. You just looked directly into the camera and you were like, yes, gifts of service. Okay, but like if okay, so what's kind of an example of that? Like you would have like this is a way that I recently showed my love to someone.
A way that I recently showed my love to someone. My flatmate, for instance, it was just her birthday, and I like to, like, give meaningful and intentional cards. Like, she keeps all the cards that I give her, because, like, it's not because they're, like, goofy, kind of like, oh, that's nice. It's like they're funny and they relate with her, and, like, she's always like, where do you find them? I'm like, they find me. But anyway, I gave her this card that was like so hard, but in the card, like, I wrote a nice, like, meaningful message. And also I gave her that card, and in the card I told Carly about
Oh
this,
wait, yeah.
was an invitation of having a monthly friend date, because obviously we're flatmates and we've kind of, like, fallen into just, like, the flatmate relationship where we're just always busy, we're not really doing anything with each other. So yeah, I feel like that is definitely an example of gift. What was that? Gift service. Service. What
Acts of service. Get well,
was
I guess it's both. Yeah,
it?
because I'm picking up on gift giving, like definitely gift giving, but also quality time is what I'm kind of hearing because it's like that's what you crave. And when you don't have it, you like that quality time of doing things with someone else, it's like this just doesn't, it doesn't feel like a spark
Definitely.
in the connection, the
'Cause
relationship.
I value and love deeper connection. And but when I am having that quality time, like, I want to make sure that I can feel safe in that quality time. I can be myself, I can have fun, I can feel free within that quality time in that relationship. Like, for instance, like, one of my friends from home, like, we always do so much, like, different things together, like go road trips to different cafes, and it's, like, fun because I can just be myself, I can be my goofy self, she can be herself, we can tell each other things, we can bond, we can do our own thing as well. Like, she can read, I can do my own work, like, it can just be so, like, just safe but also, like, exciting and fun and easy.
I love that. Yeah, and also like for me too, like it's like I when I'm hanging out with someone, I want to be able to be as much myself as I can. Like if just like what we're saying bye to in 2023 is those friendships that like when you're with them, you feel like you can't be fully yourself. Like why do we even keep those around, you know? I mean, for a reason usually, but
Thank you.
another thing too is like, being on your phone, like that for me, I'm like quality time. I love quality time. If someone is like on their phone when I'm trying to talk to them, I'm like, no, don't do that. Get off.
Rude.
Yeah, rude. No.
No,
So, okay.
I feel you. I
Love
feel
that. Gift giving acts. I feel like you're a giver in any way that's going to make the person feel
you.
good. You're
I'm
a
a
giver.
lover.
Exactly that. Okay, we're gonna move on to, because I feel like we could talk about this question for a while. But okay, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be and what would you do there and like your dream day there?
Okay, I would like to travel lots of places. Right now, I would love to. I don't know. I'm really obviously want to go to Australia. I really want to travel to Australia. Bali is really intriguing me right now. Bali didn't really intrigue me a lot, but I know like it is. I kind of want to experience the energy of that place.
Yeah, it's very
The
spiritual, I've
it's
heard.
very spiritual, very community based. I would love to experience that energy. I feel like that's where I'm drawn to. Even before I get to Australia, because I want to go to Australia and I kind of want to spend a longer period of time in Australia. But I feel like Bali, I would love to go to Bali to just experience that community and that spirituality and like the connection and the energy of that
Culture,
and
yeah.
the culture of that space and that place. What was the other question within?
Like, what if you could do anything while you're there, like a dream day, what would it be?
My dream day. I feel like it would just be like really leaning into those different like activities and spaces that they have there, like going to like a really like spiritual class or like a yoga class or like something like that, going to like a festival or something that's like really spiritual but really like fucking crazy at the same time, where I could like tap into this really spiritual side of me but also tap into this like I love like I am a party girl at heart as well. Like I was when I was like at university and I was like 20, 21, like I was the person that people would come to go out. But obviously I've been diving a lot into myself. I've been investing in my business. I have been paying for my own home. Like, so I've just had to prioritize other things the past few years. And that's just had to kind of like set it aside for a little while. So like I would love to really, really mesh this two parts of me of like tapping deeper into myself and my spirituality and my healing and my evolution and my community, but then also being like, oh, I'm fucking free. This is so fun
Like
to
have those different aspects
Yeah.
of the travels. Yeah,
Yeah. So
definitely.
like we could get up and we could like go for a nice yoga class and then go for a nice coffee and a
Oh,
really nice
extra hot.
micro hot and a really nice cafe. And then we could go to like another really nice spiritual class, whatever is on, and then have like some nice chill time, some pool time, some beach time, listen to some nice music, have a little orange gin or something. And then
I'm like visualizing this. I'm like, yes, just come with me to Bali, Sophie.
I don't know what happens in Bali. This is me just like speaking here. And then we can have like it's like a beach party or something like that where there's
Oh,
a
they do.
festival.
They have beach
The DJ on or
parties.
something. We could just have fucking fun and be free, wild, and young.
Yeah. Yes, I'm feeling it. I love it. I'm like seeing us like dancing on a beach with like glow sticks, drinking our gin, like a rave, woo! Jumping in the water. Oh, that's gonna be
Oh,
so
love
fun.
it.
I can't wait for that to happen. It will happen.
It's already done.
Okay, beautiful. Love that. Bali, fun, exciting day. Do a lot of different things. Okay, next question. How many more questions should I do? I'm gonna do two more at level two, and then we'll do a couple at level three, which are like deeper. Okay. When you're feeling low vibe and just like not good, what is the one thing that you just know makes you feel good? Whether that's like a comfort thing, a confidence boost, yeah, lean into it. Like if you're having a low vibe day and you're just like really not feeling good, what is like one thing that you just know will help you out? Maybe not every day is different, but like this is
Every
like
day's
a
different,
practice
but I
you
feel like
love.
dancing, lol.
Oh, yeah.
Putting on a song and just fucking dancing it out. But again, sometimes I'm just not in the mood for that, which is fair enough. I have different things I lean on, like meditation or just going out a walk and listening to like a meditation while I'm at a walk really helps when I'm in really lower states, and just being outside. So that or dancing, just like putting on music and just like fucking vibing out, or like just feeling into music. I feel music is literally my love language as well. Like I feel like I really connect with like words and music, and I allow it to like heal me
The
and
vibrations
yeah.
lift you.
Yeah. So either music, dance, or going out and doing a walking meditation.
I love it. I love it. That makes sense. Very fitting for you. Okay, next question. Level two, but we're starting to trickle up to level three. So, what did you want to be as a child? Like, what did you want to do, like, be when you grow up?
Love this. Are you ready,
Yeah.
guys? Are you ready? So when I was born, I still do have an underlying heart condition, and I spent the first 5 years of my life in and out of hospital, like having different operations and different things like that. And I've spent a lot, every single year of my life, I've had to go and get checkups. But when I was in the hospital, I remember it so vividly. I remember the ward, I remember my friends, and I was only 5 years old. And I was so certain I was going to be a nurse or a doctor. Like I wanted to work in a hospital, and I loved it, and that's what I wanted to do. Like I wanted to become a nurse. I wanted to work in a hospital, and like give back, I guess. But now, like I guess I am giving back in my own way, and I'm helping people and saving people's lives, and in another way. But that's what I wanted to do. But as I've kind of grown up, I don't like hospitals. They scare
Yeah.
me, and I don't
I could
want
not see you in a hospital.
to.
Not gonna lie.
My best friend is a nurse, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I could
I
not get
could see you like growing up because you do have very nurturing, like high vibe energy, like that you were kind of thinking at some point that being a nurse or going into like the medical field could be a fit for you. I was the same way. Like, I'm a very nurturing, like loving energy. So I was like, oh, maybe I want to become physician's assistant. That was like my thought. I mean, not my dream job, but that's what I thought. Like in high school, my logical brain was like, ooh, let's do this. But now I'm just like, oh my God, I could not be in a hospital. Like being around sick people just makes me, I pick up too much energy. I'd
Yeah,
be like
and I'm just
drained.
like I do definitely have a lot of PTSD there. Like, see, whenever I go to the hospital, I'm fine. I am fine. I just doesn't make me feel necessarily safe, which is funny because that's what they're there to keep you safe. But
Right. That makes sense. I
literally, and
mean,
like
yeah.
even when I get blood taken and different things like that, like I have panic attacks. Like I
Yeah.
like my body has. Goes into such a weird reaction when like I get just the smallest amount of blood taken, like it freaks me the fuck out. But I'm like,
Yeah,
how
you're
would I
like,
be able to do
no.
that? How, even when I see a needle on the telly or something like that, I'm like, oh my God, get that way. Oh
How times have changed from
The
that
times have
little
changed.
Sophie.
The times have changed.
Did you have anything else, or did it stay pretty consistent? Like, I'm gonna be a nurse, and then you were like, ah, oh, now I'm gonna coach.
I
Just
feel like
bam, it snapped.
I feel like when I started to like grow up and like get into my adolescent years, like I didn't really know where my life was going. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I got into languages, and obviously I was doing a lot of like I was learning French, I was learning Spanish, and then I went to university and done business French and Spanish, and I didn't really know where I was going with it. I was like, languages are good to have. We'll see where it takes me. And then obviously I'd done my business degree with no idea that it would obviously lead to my own business and entrepreneurship, and a lot of what I learned in my degree is helping me now. So I guess growing up it was just to like I feel like lean into like a part of me knew that it was like that kind of like marketing, entrepreneurship, business. And like obviously with languages and cultures and different things like that, which is now what I'm doing because I'm working with so many people all over the world with different cultures that do speak Spanish, that do speak German, speak all these different languages. So yeah, I guess it was like a journey that had a destination. I just so
You
consciously,
didn't see it.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. It's like I just love that they ask us, as children, like, What do you want to be when you grow up? Like, I don't fucking know.
No.
I don't know who, like, and especially, like, I think the worst time to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up, is in high school. Like,
Right.
we literally have no freaking clue who we are. Like, how are we supposed to know what we want to be? Like, why are we supposed to pick a degree when we go into college? Like, shouldn't we wait till, like, I feel like college, just everything, the education system confuses me. I'm like, I feel like we should have more emphasis on self-discovery
Right?
before we are told, now
100%.
pick. Like,
100%.
no wonder people like get into careers that they don't like because they don't even know themselves.
Right?
Like,
But I feel like that's why we're here and that's what we're doing. We're now really being about
right.
change. And I feel like a lot of people are awakening to this. And I am hoping that all of the work that we are now doing and we are now implementing and sharing more of will start to be infused into schools. Because that's what gets me as well. I'm like, nobody wants to learn algebra. Who fucking uses that? Like, get them to know themselves, learn how to like deal with anxiety and different things like that.
Like, add in, like, obviously, like, you have to get, you know, the basic stuff down. You need to know how to read, write, do math, all this stuff. But like, what if we integrated some aspects of, like, I don't know, like emotional intelligence or just other things that can actually, or like, no
Cognitive
one taught me how to
behavior,
do,
different things
yeah,
like
or like financial stuff. Like, could someone please tell me how to invest my money? Like,
that.
why don't we learn about that?
Right. If
But
any teachers are listening, if
yeah.
anybody's listening
Yeah,
who
if any teachers, let's change the
wants to, like,
system.
yeah, change the system, maybe pitch us to your head teacher. We'll come forward. We'll help you guys out.
The head system teacher, whoever that is. Okay, I love that. Okay, so these are, we're gonna, oh my God, I have so many questions written down here. This is literally chicken scratch that I have. Okay, so now we're just gonna kind of get, like, really, well, okay, this is kind of a level two, but I do want to know, like, what a major pet peeve of yours is.
Oh, a major pet peeve. I feel like Alexis asked me this, and I'm trying to think what I actually said. Do you know what? Like, one of my pet peeves is quite bad to say this because I just hate when people just like don't get up and do shit and
Oh yeah.
on with their day. Like, just get the fuck out of bed. Let's go. Let's just get shit done.
I love that energy, but that's so true. I feel like once you have kind of gone through this journey of, like, becoming your coach and becoming your friend and becoming your motivator, and you see people that, like, are living in situations that just are making them not feel good, you're like, let's fucking change this. What are you doing?
Yeah, like that's one of my pet peeves. It's like when they're not happy, but they're also just
Not
not
doing
doing
anything about it.
anything about
Like,
it.
the victim mode, the
And
victim
I'm like,
mode mindset.
that's what I'm trying
That's
to like.
kind
What like with my family? Because obviously, like they're kind of like that. And I'm like, I
of.
deserve to be where I am within myself and my life because I have put a lot of work into where I am. I've invested a lot of money into where I am, and I wholeheartedly commit to myself so much on every single day that I deserve the change that I've created in my life. I've just deserved the change that I've created within myself. And it can get really frustrating when like my mom or my parents or my brothers like kind of like aren't happy, but they're not doing anything to change things. I'm like,
Just kind of
somebody's
complaining, but not right, taking action in ways that they could be taking action to feel better. But it's like, I always remind myself, everyone's on their own path, but it is really hard when it's your family or people that you can't really distance yourself from, you know, or like.
Everyone is on their own path, and I lean into that as well. But I think, like,
It's hard to see it. It
yeah, it's
is.
hard, and it's like when I got myself out of a shit place. I pick myself up and I get myself out of bed and I get on with my day.
That, okay, that one, honestly, that is kind of like a pet peeve of mine too. I'm just like, let's fucking go. Let's, you know, after like 2 years of complaining
Like
about the
on
same
holiday,
shit, like,
even on holiday or something like that. Like, just get out of bed. Let's go. Let's
yeah.
get ready. Let's
Sometimes I
go.
wish I, like,
On
could
the
just,
day.
yeah, just motivate someone, like, and I guess that's why we're coaches. We just want to help people get out of bed and take control of their lives and feel like badass bitches all the time. Like, because we deserve to feel like that. But we can forget sometimes that, you know, we can get out of those states that we've been in for a while. Okay. Two to three more. These are a little bit deeper. Okay. What is like one of, when I say this, like, just say whatever comes to mind first. Okay. Close down your eyes. Okay. Oh, now I don't know. Now that I have you here, what do I want to ask first? Okay. Close down your eyes. If I were to ask you, what is the most deep spiritual experience you have had ever? What would it be? 3, 2, 1.
Past life regression.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. Was it like for you? Because let's just like, well, I guess we don't have to go into what your past life regression was like, but I've heard of Sophie's past life regression and it was deep. But like,
I've had a good few past life regressions. Maggie Pugh, our friend, that she was actually on last month, so this is going to be live in April. She did our rapid fire question episode last month in March, and we recorded it while she was here in Scotland. But she has took me through, she's a past life regression practitioner, and she's took me through a number of past life regressions now. And I've done a good few group. I've only had one one-on-one past life regression, and this was the very first one I ever had done. And she had been wanting to give me a past life regression for so long, but I was kind of hesitant because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really know what it was. I was like, I'm scared. No, what is it? I don't know what it is. But I had been going through like issues with a relationship, and I couldn't let go of this relationship, even though like I am very tapped into my intuition and to my soul and to like what I know is good for me and what I know isn't good for me. But I couldn't, for some reason, let go of this person, even though my logical brain, which is not something we always lean in the Shame with Sophie community, is what knew it wasn't right. And Maggie was like, it is a past life tie. We got to do a past life regression on you.
We got to do the work, mate.
We got to do it. So I was like, oh my God, fine. So that was the first past life regression I ever done. And let me say, it was an experience. That was so Scottish.
Maggie, I mean, Sophie tried to have me do a Scottish accent, and it right away either went to like English or Australian. There's no in between.
What was that? That was not Scottish. That was,
I don't know. That was some other dialect.
But yeah, passive aggression is definitely the deepest spiritual practice that I've ever done. And I have uncovered a lot of me. Like, I've unpacked, I have like gotten to know myself on a deeper soul level. Like, I feel so like it allowed me to really understand things a bit more. Like okay, that makes sense, right? That makes so much sense. But also just be so much more connected to my soul and like where it's been and who I truly am on a soul level. So that's why with all my group programs now, like Maggie's coming in and doing like past life regressions, and anyone that's interested, I'm like, go to Maggie. She's great.
Yes, her PLR past life regressions are powerful. Yeah. Powerful PLRs with Maggie. I love that. That for me as well, that was a very profound spiritual experience. But have you had like a profound spiritual experience while just being fully present too, like not in like a meditative state? Like, have you just like had like a moment where you felt deeply connected to everything around you? Yeah. 100%. Give us one of like, those memories.
So many times. Even just I don't know, like a lot of times now, because I have been really strengthening this connection with the universe and my angels. Like, I see angel numbers all the fucking time. And even when I'm doing like walking meditations where I'm not really in a meditative state, like I'm just listening to it, like I love being in that open air and just being like, it's just so fucking connected to the universe and to like everything, and so alive, which is such a surreal feeling because like
Yes.
you don't
You don't
like
feel that.
yeah
Like growing up, no one
you
tells
don't
you like you can feel
right
this way.
and you forget like I forget because I am surrounded by a lot of like healers and coaches that this isn't actually normal to feel like this like this is I was even
As
thinking
often,
that
yeah.
yeah right I was thinking about that today because I had a really good day this morning. Like this morning was so good. Like manifestations happening, things really shifting within me. And I went on a walk. I was like, I need to go walk. Like there's too much like adrenaline running through me right now. So I went on a walk and I listened to an affirmation meditation. And I was just like, the feeling inside of me, like even when just listening to affirmations, like I can feel them touch my fucking heart and soul, and I'm like, this is a feeling people need to start feeling more of because I can't believe I am walking through a park on a Thursday afternoon, so lit up, so clearly lit up from the work I do, from the life I'm creating here. And it's just like people don't actually feel like this in a day-to-day basis. Like the
No.
average person doesn't actually feel like this on a normal day.
Yeah.
So like those moments like that, and even like the yesterday where I got a card reading, a tarot card reading from Maggie, and it's like some guidance for a business. And I was telling Carly, and I was like, I just took a deep breath, and I was like, what am I not seeing that's right in front of me? And it just dropped right in. And it's moments like that when I'm like, holy fuck, I am a spiritual
So
being.
connected.
Like I am so connected for things just to drop in like that when I just breathe and open my heart up in the slightest way, it just comes right in. So it's just like moments like that, like day to day
Little
moments like
moments.
that, where I just like be completely present. Like I'm just completely present in the moment, in the life that I'm creating, and just like what is happening.
It feels like love's like coursing through your veins in those
Yeah,
moments where you
that
can
is
just
what
like
it is.
literally like smile so big that like and I feel like that's what I've also realized is moments like that happen so much more. Like I remember, and I'm sure Sophie can remember times like this too in your life where you did not feel happy like that ever. Like I had moments where I was so deep in like anxiety and like depression and the eating disorder that I didn't ever have moments where I felt fully alive or connected to anything. Like I didn't even know what that felt like to feel that deep spiritual connection to everything around you. And it's like now there'll just be
It's just
moments where I'm in my
normal.
car and a song comes on, it reminds me of something, and I just feel so connected. Or and then I feel so connected that an angel number will just drive past in a car and I'm like, holy fuck. And it's like
That's
you
what I
just feel like
was going
smiling and beaming. Yeah,
today.
because the more that you allow yourself to connect within and connect to your true essence and the universe and everything around you, it's like things such as anxiety and depression seem to melt away. And I'm not saying that like works for everyone, but the more you get spiritually connected to that foundation of yourself and in your life, and you get connected, it's like you can experience so much high vibrational emotions more often. Like that's not to say, we have days where things are hard. Like we go through periods where shit comes up for us to work through, but you can get back to those states. It's like you're not going to stay in those low vibe places. You're moving through them, and you will always have feel good, badass moments once again. Like
And
it's just
let me be that example because I've been through a really heavy, heavy, hard, rough 6 few months where I feel like maybe like my anxiety was ridiculous. I maybe did slip into like a little bit of a depression as well. And I'm still here and I can still feel those feelings. I feel them even more profoundly. And even I've never ever shared this on the podcast, and I've actually only shared it with Maggie. I don't even think I've shared it with anyone else. But there was a time in my life when I was in high school where I used to say to myself, I just want to go to the hospital. I just want to be in the, because I need to get another operation, right? Because I have an artificial artery which needs to get replaced, and it hasn't been replaced since I was 5 years old. And I remember being in high school and being so unhappy and just so like insecure and just so like not just unhappy, right? That I was like, I just want to go to the hospital. I want to get away from here for a while. I just want to escape from it all. And then I remember telling Maggie this a couple of weeks ago when she was here. She's like, that is like low key depression, Sophie.
No, that's high key. Like not wanting to be here is definitely
And
some.
I didn't, I wouldn't have classed myself as depressed or anxiety, and like I never seeked help for that, or unless like I've had coaching and things like that, but I never ever claimed myself to be depressed or have an anxiety. But looking back, like I definitely feel like I absolutely did. Like I remember back in what year are we in, 20, maybe like 2019, 2020, when I went through a really, really rough stage in life. Like I remember like driving in my car, like crying, being like, I need to go and get help. Like this actually isn't okay. But I've just always been a bubbly person. I've always been someone that seems happy and that seems confident and seems like just bubbly, right? The
Seems, yeah,
psychology,
from the outside.
right, from the outside. So like even, but even I thought of myself like, oh, I'm the bubbly one. I'm the one that's just like always happy and cheering. But I wasn't. Inside, I was like, oh my God.
Right, because we live in two different worlds, the outward world where we're, in the physical, people can see the way we are, the way people think of us, so we think about ourselves to be that way. But then we also have our internal worlds. And if your external world does not reflect what's going on internally, you're going to crumble. And if your internal world doesn't reflect what you want to see externally, like there has to be a matchup with those two. So it's like it makes sense that you came off that way. And because you could come off that way to your external, but it wasn't matching up within. And but your
But
truth
that's
is you are.
the reason I really highlighted on that story is like to see like one, the difference within me and how I feel on a day-to-day basis and how I show up within my life and the relationship I now have. And also just to highlight like wherever you are in your journey, like wherever you are at all, you can get to a place within yourself and within your life that you can go on a walk in the middle of the day on a Thursday afternoon and
Feel happy.
smile so fucking hard at the life that you're creating, the work that you get to do, the relationships you have, the relationship you have with yourself, the connection and safety you feel towards the universe, towards your angels, towards like just the path that you're on. You will get to a place where you feel like that, and maybe you do feel like that right now. Fucking high five.
Let's go.
But if you're not, like, know that, like, that's okay. But just keep committing to this path that you're on. Keep getting into these spaces, these conversations, doing your practices, doing your meditations, and strengthening this muscle within you, this love within you, healing that gunk, healing the projections within you and the hatred within you, or whatever it is. And bit by bit, day by day, things will feel so much more clearer and fuller and lighter at the same time. You know, like you'll feel filled, but it will also feel so much lighter at the same time. Like again, I've just went through a really heavy, heavy season within my life, and I feel like I've cleared so much within me that was like coming to the surface to be cleared, so I can now really step into this new season of love and light and abundance and magic from within and within my life. So just know
I love
you're
that.
exactly where you're meant to be, that you do get to feel so connected within yourself and within the universe. It's just a
Possible.
commitment, and it's a relationship that you need to keep strengthening and building.
I always like a visual that just came through, and I see this a lot, is like when you are kind of in more like a depressed or just a state where you feel like very detached. It's like you can be in a room full of people but still feel lonely kind of vibe. Is I see like a campfire and it's like very dwindled, and there's one tiny little ash, a little ember in the center that's still lit up. And our work when we're going through a spiritual awakening or self-discovery or coming back home to ourselves is like that little ember. We have to go deep to find it And then we have to put air on it so that it can start to grow and grow and grow. And that means that as it grows, the things around it, we're going to shake off the ashes, we're going to shake off the dust that isn't serving us, and that ember is going to grow and grow and grow until it lights up this huge fire. And that's just you. That's you all the time. And there's times where, it might be like that little flame dwindles down a little bit. We just got to kick up some more ashes so we can grow even bigger. And it's just like this constant growth. And I think, like, especially if you're on a spiritual path, if you're on a spiritual journey, as Sophie experiences, I've experienced this year, it's like you'll have deeper, harder moments so that you can kick up more of that dust so that your light can grow even further and expand even further than it has before. And it's really hard when you're in those, like, more shadow. I always call them shadow and light phases. Like, Sophie's now coming into a light phase where things are going to manifest and they're going to float her. But we all, as spiritual beings, have this ebb and flow. I think that's like one of the, I don't know how many, like, unmutable laws of the universe, is like it's constant ebbs and flows, constant ebbs and flows. So you're never doing anything wrong, even if you're feeling really great and then you have a day where you feel lower, and then you're like, it's okay. It happens. Yeah. That's part of life.
Literally. I'm definitely going to make another podcast around, like, the past, the ebbs and flows of life, like the shadow seasons and the light seasons of life. I really like that idea of things, because I've definitely went through a real dark season there, a real shadow season within business, within myself, within life. But yeah, I do feel like I'm now shifting out of it and coming in where literally manifestations are popping off. I am now doing my in-person workshops. Like, I've got new clients coming in. I've got new ideas flowing through me. I've got new opportunities. Like, just things are really shifting. I feel a lot more, like, confident within myself and, like, the gifts that I have to give.
And none of that would have, like, really, none of that would have come through had you not gone through everything that you had gone through in those 6 months. Like, you had to learn so many things so that you could get to this place of allowing these things to flow
and
in.
Just
And
knowing that
it's
it
just
will be worth
crazy.
it, like, it is all so fucking worth it. And, like, I have obviously went into some debt, but, like, at the end of the day, it's like leaning into that, knowing that I am worth betting on, my business is worth betting on, my dreams are worth betting on. Like, me getting into debt at this season within my life, this season within my business, is okay, because I'm really, really building something so fucking monumentum. I can't say that word. Like, something huge,
momentum.
something life changing within my life, within my family's life, within my client's life, my future client's life, that it's worth betting on. It's worth taking this risk and going through a harder time, because what's on the other side is so transformative. And just, like, I think we don't allow ourselves to really come out this other side, because we're resisting it too much, that we keep ourselves small and we play safe. That I'm like, I'm not allowing this to hold me back. I'm not allowing this to make me play small and make me like stay safe. Like, I'm boldly moving through this. I'm boldly leaning into this season and coming out this other side, which I am now coming out of. I feel like I now am out of, and all these opportunities are coming my way, and I'm like, holy fuck, these would not have came my way if I had went back to an old job that wasn't aligned with me, if I went and done something else that wasn't aligned with me and just didn't proclaim my worth or didn't hold and root myself into this knowing that there's something beyond this hard time.
Yeah. Oh, that's so powerful. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of all you guys listening to. We're doing it. Like, literally before this podcast, Sophie and I were like hyping ourselves up. We're like, yes, we're badasses. We're cool. We're starting businesses. We're doing the hard shit. Because, like, the truth is, like, you guys, you're all freaking phenomenal. And I don't think any of us give us enough credit for how much shit we have worked through, overcome, how much we've grown within ourselves, and, like, just even reflecting on, who you were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and how much you have grown and manifested. Like, that is freaking insane. Like, look at you. You are deserving of just the most feel good things ever. And if someone ever makes you forget that, then they can go fuck off, because you deserve to feel fucking good all the time.
Fuck
now
right
this
up.
is just turning into, like, a rampage. You're a badass bitch that deserves good things. Say it with me.
And if they
I
don't fuck
literally
off,
I record a
call us and you
podcast.
tell them to fuck off.
Yeah. I recorded a podcast yesterday where I was just like feeling fiery and lit up, and I was like, I just got to tell my listeners what they need to hear right now, and that they're beautiful and badass. And so I just started recording. I was like, it was the whole entire time was me just like straight up empowerment vibes, but it was intense. And I was like, I don't even know what's coming through right now, but I think I said the F word about 25 times here.
Love it. I love it.
Okay,
Okay.
let me think. Is there one more? Can I ask you one final
We'll do
question?
one more because this has been good. I've had fun. I've
Okay,
had
this has been
fun.
so
If
much
you're
fun.
enjoying this, guys, please share it to your stories and tag Carly and I in it so
So,
we know.
I wish you guys could see Sophie. Half of this call, she's just been dancing when she's like answering questions.
Love these.
Okay,
I want you guys to dance with me.
I'm gonna ask you. Oh,
Oh, drum
okay,
rolling,
this is hard.
please.
Okay. What is your superpower? So, what's something that you have really been through that is kind of unique to you and therefore is like your superpower? Like what you come into this world now being able to help people through as a result
Oh.
of
The first
this?
thing I was just going to say was being me, full stop, but I feel like we should expand.
Yeah. Full
My
stop, be me.
superpower is being me. I am my own superhero.
Yeah. We all are, guys.
But let me think. I feel like the first thing that really comes to mind is just like my inner strength. And that all really, really started when I first came into this world. And here,
Birth.
oh wait, she does not have a pulmonary artery. What am I
Yeah.
going to do? And
That's exactly.
I had to really fight for my life and have that inner strength as a literally newborn baby. And I feel like I've just called to like I've held on to that inner strength. Yes, it's been buried with a lot of projection and a lot of fear, but I have now really unlocked this inner strength that has just like innately been given me, and like I innately had the day I was born. So I feel like that is my superpower. Like I would not have gotten through this past 6 months without really being connected to the inner strength within me. I would not have gotten through like really, really hard times with relationships if I didn't have this inner strength within me. I would not have been able to get through really toxic, horrible environments at home if I didn't have the inner strength within me. So I feel like my inner strength has been my superhero,
Yeah.
and also like the ability to like the commitment. I feel like the word is here, commitment to bettering myself in my life. Like I will not allow anyone or anything to now hold me back. Like yes, some environments around me do not serve me, like my family don't do the work that I do, but that does not stop me from bettering myself in my life.
I love
So that's
that.
also a superhero, a superpower I have is
Superpower.
the
Yes.
commitment I have to myself, to my work. Like even I was reflecting there, like I don't know if it was today, I was reflecting that I was like, I can't believe all that I've been through and moved through the past 6 months, and I have never missed a podcast episode. I'm like that I give a
I
podcast
know.
episode every single Wednesday. I give a Sunday email every single Sunday. I've showed up on my stories. I've stayed consistent with content. I've stayed consistent with doing free workshops. Like I'm still committed to my work and to my community and to myself and to better myself, even when things were really, really fucking tough as well. So I feel like my commitment is also a big superpower for me. Sorry, I'm turning off this
Yes.
heat. I have like a
You're
heat.
all, you're just roasting and toasting
Yeah, I
there.
have a heat
I
on
totally
me.
see that.
Yeah.
I feel like for you, like your that inner strength is what you also are so passionate about helping other women discover. Like I feel like that inner strength and that commitment to yourself is now what your business leads by. It's like, let's help people find that inner strength. Let's help people find and strengthen that commitment to themselves and their journey and their path. Like it literally has become such a integral part of your purpose is that superpower. And it was built, I think you were born with this innate strength and power and purpose, but through your life experiences, that superpower has just been strengthened and strengthened and strengthened. And now here you are, and you're using it to
Powers.
better the world.
I love that question. I love that so much.
Yes. Yay. Okay. Those are all my
Oh my
questions. Well, I
goodness.
have more, but we're not, this
I
could go on
guess we should
forever.
wrap it up. But that was so much fun. I really
That
enjoyed
was
that.
so fun. Yeah.
Let us know if you're still listening, what you learned, what your most interesting thing you learned about me in this episode. If you enjoyed it, if you laughed, if you giggled, if you resonated, I would honestly love for you to share it to your stories and tag us in it. We're building a community here. We want to connect with you guys. So we'd love to hear who is listening. If you haven't already, I'd love for you to leave a little rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you listen to on, because it really helps the growth of the podcast and building the community that we're really building here. But thank you for listening. But before we shoot off, I would love for Carly to share where you can find her as well. I will also put all the links in the show notes as well. But please share what you've got going on and where people can find you too.
Yes. All right. Well, you can follow me over on Instagram. That's kind of where I hang out. I'm also trying to build my TikTok, but
Really?
I am still confused how to work TikTok. But if I ever just feel inspired to blog, I'm like, let me vlog a little bit on TikTok. So you can find me, both my TikTok and my Instagram are Carly K Coaching. So you can find me on there. I have some offers out currently, but I will be traveling in the next few months. So I do have like some single sessions that you can book in right now if you're interested. I have recently started like channeling meditations for people. So they're just personally curated to help you and your soul expand or heal in any way that is needed. And they're just very much, just channeled directly for you. And I just guide you through a meditation, which is super fun. And then I'm going to have some other offers coming out within the next week. So if you follow me over there, you can also download, purchase a meditation bundle and some journal prompts for self-love and confidence. So that's coming out shortly. So yeah, just follow me over there and you'll be updated with anything ever. But I also have a podcast. If you want to check out my podcast, it's called The Magnetizing Mindset, and Sophie's been on there as well. So yeah, that's a bit about where you can find me. But it's been so much fun hanging out with you, Sophie,
No,
and
how
getting to
chill
know
is
you
this?
more.
I love this. This is the vibe. It's just like a chill conversation, but it gets deep, it gets fun, it gets exciting. We get to laugh, we get to be expanded. And I'm like, this is what we're all about here. So thank you for coming
So
on.
for it.
Thank you for asking us those questions. Thank you, everyone who's still listening. Hopefully you laughed. Hopefully you took something from it. And we will see you all next week for another episode.
Bye, guys.